Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
DV Radio.
And you're back with Barracks Talk. I'm DV6. All right, take it away. So,
Recoil.
Who's in charge of the segment? Do your Recoil. Professional thing.
Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about DFAS and the situation that's going on with DFAS that's affecting a lot of veterans. And I ended up meeting Mr. Jim Clarkson, and him and I discussed this to some extent because it actually affected both of us directly. So first we'll introduce Jim Clarkson. Hey, Jim, why don't you tell us a little bit about your military career, and we'll go from there.
All right. Yeah, so it's a long story. I hope you got some time, but I joined the Army in 1986 and served on active duty with the 82nd Airborne as a truck driver from 86 to 89, so I was a Pogue. I got out and I joined the reserves. I got called up for Desert Storm, served in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I stayed in until 1996 when I got out. In 2007, at the age of 41, I reenlisted into the Michigan National Guard, into the infantry, because I'm retarded, apparently. And I served in Iraq as a vehicle turret gunner, 2009-2010. I was planning on going to Afghanistan, but due to an injury I incurred while in Iraq, I ended up medically retired out of the military. I was retired in 2014, so I had 17 years of service. Now I'm just a fat civilian.
Right. Well, thanks for your service, brother. You want to bring up or bring out what it actually is that we're talking about with this DFAS situation?
Sure. DFAS, for anyone that doesn't know what it is the Defense Finance Accounting Services. They're basically the people that handle pay for all the military branches and any government employees. The situation that I share with Recoil is the fact that when I got out of the military and was retired, at the time I was already collecting VA money, compensation. And then it took about 3 years to be retired from the military. And when I was finally retired from the military, I started collecting retirement money. And when I retired, I was told that I did not. There's a program called CRDP. It's Concurrent Receipt Disability Pay, which means that you can collect your VA money and your Army retirement money at the same time. And I was told that that would be determined if I was eligible for that by DFAS. So when I was retired, I started collecting retirement money and I didn't think anything of it. Last year in June, my VA rating went up to 100%. I got a letter from DFAS stating that I was no longer eligible for my retirement money. I did not know why, so I called them and Blue Falconed myself and asked, and was told at that time that I wasn't initially supposed to be getting my retirement money. And in October, I received a bill from DFAS for $51,000, which they wanted paid in 90 days. And they offered me a smooth monthly repayment plan of $1,500 a month, which is unattainable.
No way you can do that. Right. You're not alone. This is hurting a lot of people. I know personally of a few here in this area, and then Recoil work in the page. This is becoming an epidemic proportions. There's a lot of people. This is as bad, or if not as it's either worse or as bad as that fiasco with the bonuses out in California.
Yes, exactly. And so one of my main purposes of coming on the show is to get the word out and try and get what I'm trying to do is find out how many of us there are out there so that I can get a group number and then take it to a representative instead of myself just contacting my rep and then Recoil contacting his rep and this guy contacting his rep, that's just a bunch of individuals. But if I can get the names of 10, 20, 30, 100 vets and go to one representative and all those representatives and say, look, this is a serious problem. Veterans are getting screwed over really badly here. Then it's an impact. It's a real problem. So hopefully, and so I'm asking the listening audience, if you have gone through this or you know someone has gone through this, or to spread the word and to send them to these pages, that will help us a great deal so that we can get the word out and hopefully get some of these policies changed, because it's really ridiculous. And I will say, you know, I don't want anything I didn't earn. I'm not interested in freeloading. But then again, I trust the powers that be to be able to do their job properly and not screw me in the rear or anybody else. So that's the deal.
Yeah, my situation is very similar to yours. I was injured in Afghanistan, forced medical retirement after the IDs, medical review board, medical retirement, med board program. It took 3 years. Then I was medically retired. And in that program, the Army and the VA, the Department of Defense and the VA, actually work together. You go to the VA for your rating for your injury, and they're supposed to be in communication. The two organizations are supposed to be in communication throughout. Then your specific injury that that disqualifies you from military service is your rating for the DoD side. My rating was high enough on that side that the Army decided that they were going to give me a medical retirement. When I received my medical retirement orders, right on my orders, I was told to file a form DD-2656, which actually starts your retirement account. And I started getting paid retirement pay on top of the disability that I was already getting through the VA. So I called my PEBLO, I called DFAS, and I called the VA, all three of which assured me that I met the criteria for CRDP and that I had no worries that I was entitled to that money. 18 months later, after I buy a new truck and start a business, they come back and say, no, we're sorry, you're not. Well, actually, they just didn't pay me 1 month. So I called them and they're like, oh yeah, you're not eligible. The next month I get a bill for $17,000, same thing, 90 days payment, or you can pay a convenient payment plan of $550 a month. So I contacted my congressman after going through several veterans organizations that I'm not going to diss at this point, but they couldn't help me. I ended up calling my congressman. Now my account was frozen and under congressional review. So I get an email from Free Credit Report, or not, from Credit Karma, saying, hey, your credit score has changed. So I go and I check it out. My credit score went from a little over 700 down to 540 because DFAS reported my account as closed derogatory. So now I no longer have the option of refinancing my home to pay off this $17,000 debt that I didn't ask for in the first fucking place. I'm no longer eligible to file for a small business loan to fund my company. So, I mean, and I don't care about me. I'll tough it out. I'll get through this. I'll figure it out. But if this is happening to my brothers and sisters, that's something I can't fucking stand for. And the more people I talk to, the more I'm hearing of more cases where this is happening. So, you know, absolutely, we need to gather those numbers so that we can take this out into the public eye.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I'm also in the same boat. You know, I'm fighting my own battle with those people right now, and it is a battle. But I'm more interested. This has got my hair up, and I'm more interested in getting people together and identifying this as a problem to those people that need to know it's a problem and getting it fixed, because it is something that needs to be fixed. The problems with DFAS have been going on for decades, and it needs to be repaired. It's people who serve the military whether you served overseas or not, shouldn't be treated this way. And like you're saying with your business loan, they send you to these collection agencies. Now, not only do you have to pay the money back, but you're paying interest on the money that you owe them. And once they ding your credit, there's no way for you to get a loan or anything to be able to pay that money back. You know, it's just a fuck either way.
Yeah, I mean, so, you're pretty much screwed for a debt that you didn't ask for in the first damn place.
Right, right.
You know, it's treated as if you borrowed money or even clefted it, you know, but you know, we didn't ask for this. This was, in both of our cases, medical retirement was not something either of us even wanted. It was, we were injured. The Army decided they were done with us. They forced us through a medical retirement, and here we are today getting screwed.
Right. As stupid as it sounds, I really wanted to go to Afghanistan. But that wasn't in the cards for me. So one of the people wrote in the comments, I didn't get the whole name, it's Sapo Chiban, was asking about CRDP. And so it turns out, no, I wasn't eligible for it, but I didn't realize that at the time, so I never questioned it. And the other thing is, so the DFAS is the organization that determines if you're eligible, but there's another program, the Combat CRSC, which you have to apply for. And I believe that DFAS should apply both those programs to you, and they should be in charge of that, or you should have to apply for both those programs, because the way it is now, it's just overly confusing. I mean, I've been to the DFAS page. I've read it probably 60 times, and I still can't make heads or tails out of it or what the requirements are.
Now,
the
CRSC is actually filed with your branch of service. And CRDP, which is Concurrent Retirement Disability Pay, is determined by DFAS. Now, why it takes DFAS multiple years to figure out that you're not eligible after they've been paying you, honestly, my speculation is that they have changed their interpretation in the law, because I didn't hear about this happening until like the last 6 to 8 months. I'm starting to hear of soldiers and service members in general, retired service members left and right that are in this same situation. And if you read the law, like anything else in the government, it seems intentionally confusing. Nobody knows who the hell qualifies for it.
Right. Yeah. And that's just ridiculous.
You know, and then then when they do come back to you and they expect you to pay it, they give you the 90 days or an unreasonable payment option, or they give you the option to file for a reduced payment, which you have to redo every year, and it's a huge pain in the ass, and you have to give all of your financial information and everything. I mean, it's basically like applying for a loan. You have to show everything about your financials and everything else, and they definitely make it a pain in the ass.
Right. In the meantime, it's just a terrible screw up. I can't.
Well, yeah, and in the meantime, they expect you to make that full payment while that's under review.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I filed for a waiver. I turned in all the paperwork they asked for on the website. I mean, it was a packet, and I just got a kickback letter saying that I didn't have all the proper paperwork. Now they're asking for all my original signed forms for VA compensation, which are in my VAC file, which now I'm hitting a brick wall trying to get those copies.
And Recoil brought up something earlier about, you know, it affecting those that are in now. And what really bothers us sitting here right now is the young kids that this is probably happening to right now, because they have no clue what they're going to do. I mean, they've probably not been around the block like most of us have 5 or 6 times. And they're sitting there either scratching their heads, going ape shit crazy, or worse. And it's just not fair to anyone.
No, absolutely. If I was a younger soldier in my 20s and I just got off deployment, and I got a new wife and a house and a kid, and I'm earning minimum wage at whatever, Walmart, and if you got a bill saying you had to pay back your bonus or something, because some civilian made a mistake, that would be crushing. I mean, I feel that some of the suicide rate might be involved with some of this. Honestly, I've been around the block. I'm old, older. I've been dealing with the big government agencies now for 5 years, unfortunately. But even when I got my letter, that first bill, when you open up a bill and it says $51,000,
yep,
I had two thoughts. One of them involved a very major felony, which ended in my death, and one of them just involved me walking into the woods with a .45.
Hey,
two weeks of depression later, I came out of the funk, and now I'm fighting it, but... It is. It's devastating. It's not just money, and it's a lot of stress in an already stressful, situation.
Yeah, DB6 here, Jim. You guys that are listening and just coming in, we're talking to Jim Clarkson. He's familiar with the problem that's going on with DFAS right now. If any of you remember that fiasco with the war bonus, with the bonuses, and them coming back to collect it 10 years, it's a similar situation. There are, I'm guessing, Jim, and tell me if I'm recall too, if I'm out of the ballpark, but I would imagine this affects thousands upon thousands of veterans right now and that nobody's reporting on it. And the other, one of the things I want to say to anybody listening, with any financial thing for dealing with the VA, DFAS, or anything connected to your claim, is you're not alone. Never forget that. You're not alone. There is somebody that's already been through it. As example, we have Jim Clarkson on right now. But I would recommend this. You never try to fight this alone. You're going up against, like you said, a big bureaucracy. There are what VSOs out there. Those are veteran service officers. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. And there are VFWs, DAV. The VVA is still around. Anybody that's a veteran organization in your area can help you track them down, or you can do a simple Google search for VSOs in your area. They will assist you. It's not doesn't cost you a dime. They're volunteers, they're fellow veterans, and they know the system. Don't do this alone.
Yeah, that works with the VA, but I have found concerning DFAS, nobody wants to touch it. You can't
well,
get a lawyer.
Well, it's still, I don't want
a lawyer. Yeah, I don't want people wandering around.
We had to hire, when Google, we had to get one of those special lawyers for the government. But your recommendation that you made was spot on. And that is, we're looking to find how many people, if we could rally everybody, or if everybody does the same thing and bring awareness. And that is, you had said, hit your congressman, right? And
yeah, well, as an individual, you have several routes to go. I would definitely look into putting in a waiver packet.
Let's try it like this, Jim. Let's try it like this. I'm the veteran. I'm 24 years old. I just got back. I've got my life finally put together, like you said. I've got, this income coming in because I got injured. And then I open up a letter that says I owe $49,000. The shock and everything has hit me right now. What's the first thing the veteran – take a step-by-step what he should do, he or she should do. What would you recommend?
Well, I agree. You would go to a service organization. I would probably go with the VFW. The DAV wasn't much help in my case.
Each area is different. The point being is they go to somebody to start. Yeah. If that organization can't help, you don't stop. You keep going, guys. But you go, you find a veteran organization, and then what else can they do?
Well, like I said, you can file for a waiver, which apparently rarely gets approved. But it's worth the try. I mean, if you don't try, you don't win, right?
Absolutely. I think.
Unfortunately, in my case, I'm already working on a plan on paying it back. I feel that I'm probably going to get stuck paying it back somehow.
This has been for a few years. You know, I haven't heard a peep on the media about this. And what I'd like to do is, with your permission after the show, too, is I want to put you in touch with, be able to give out your number, and sure. They've got mine, too, to a couple agencies I know.
Absolutely.
See if we can't split this open. What do you think, Rico?
That's one of the things that Jim and I together are working on now, is gathering a number of cases, so that when we do present it, that it's not just two chumps. You know, because nobody gives a shit about two guys, but we both know that this is much wider spread than that, and that's why we're having the show tonight. Is, you know, if you can go to Jim's Facebook page that he started, or go to dvbarracks.com under the peer support, you'll find a post that we have there about this situation. You know, just let us know that you're going through it too, and you know, then we have something to present. Because honestly, I've tried multiple veterans organizations, and I won't diss any of them, because I believe in those organizations and I believe they're good organizations. But this particular situation with DFAS is a battle that none of them seem to know how to fight just yet. I don't think it's out there. I don't think people realize it. I think this is really recent. Particularly with the retirement thing.
I think they're just not willing to tackle it. It's basically like fighting the IRS. It's you against the government, and it's an unnamed government. There's nobody, you know, it's like this big black cloud, and you're fighting against it. But like, you know, I contacted JAG. I don't know if you guys can still hear me.
Yep.
No, we're good. We're giving it for once. We're being quiet.
Yeah, I contacted a JAG office here. A buddy of mine got me in contact with JAG, and they wouldn't touch it. Lawyers won't touch it.
I tried JAG also and got the same thing. Oh, we don't deal with DFAS. We don't deal with pay issues.
Yeah, it's like this big black void that nobody really wants to get embroiled with. So from a personal standpoint, basically I just say dig in your boots and fight the waiver fight. But hopefully we can get a large group of people together and find more people like us in the same situation. It doesn't even have to be the exact same situation. If DFAS has come after you for bonus money, you lost equipment in a combat zone, you know, I've heard so many ridiculous stories. They were going after people who had been killed in combat and sending the wives bills for equipment that wasn't recovered in the combat zone.
I believe that. Sorry, but I do.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. So, basically, as an individual, you're going to be banging your head against the wall. But if we can get a group, if we can get an army of veterans together to say, hey,
this is what we can do. We can get signs and everything and go march on Washington and say, my feelings were hurt. Maybe then they'll listen. I mean, people are, you know, you brought up a good point. This is part of the reason why we got 22 vets a day. This bullshit. You know, but meanwhile, my feelings are hurt, and can I use a certain bathroom? I'm more important. You know, this doesn't get the media attention, but this perceived threat on everybody does. This shit just pisses me off. I'm so glad I can swear, because I wouldn't be able to do this on a regular radio show. Oh, my God.
Well, you know,
if we can get a bunch of people together, and I was talking to Recoil earlier, not only contact a representative, but I think the way to really get the word out is through the media. And I have some friends that have contacts with media, because that take the National Guard story in California, right? The Congress knew about that problem for 4 years. All those people involved in that had been contacting their representatives about that, about being contacted by DFAS, and nobody did anything until CNN did a huge story on it. And as soon as the country heard what was going on,
absolutely.
And there was an uproar, and everyone was like, what the hell? Now, I live in Michigan. I live in one of the most liberal cities in Michigan, maybe even the Midwest. But when I tell my friends that mostly lean left what's going on with me, they get enraged. They absolutely can't believe it's going on. So I think the way to really win this war eventually is going to be to go public with it. So what I hope to accomplish with this show and talking with you guys is to get the word out and find those people out there that are having this problem, so we can take it to DC and take it to the media and get something fixed.
Because what's the name of your Facebook page that you started?
It's DFAS, that's Delta Foxtrot Alpha Sierra, Overpayment Errors.
And that's just on Facebook.
Somebody sent me that link so I can get it up on the main page.
Yeah, we'll get it to you. We'll get it to you. Then. You know, Jim and I are both long in the tooth. We're two old boys that have been around for a long time, and we know that somehow we'll get past this. But can you imagine what this does to this 26-year-old that's just getting out of the military service? You know, working on an entry-level salary, trying to get a civilian career started, has a wife and a kid and a house, and all of a sudden, 2 years after he gets out of the Army or she gets out of the Army, they get a bill for $50,000.
Yeah, it would be crushing. You know, I'm old enough to know it's just money, and if I haven't been homeless in quite some time. I was homeless in my youth because I was stupid, but, you know, I can live it out of my truck. If I had to, I could.
If you only have to worry about yourself, but like you said, there are many of these people. The man that approached me, Army vet, got injured in Ramadi, you know, got his life back on track, been great for a few years, you know, and I could just see it in his eyes, scared to death. Your whole world has been ripped out. So we've got a plan, at least, you know, bringing you on. You know, we've given the information to these guys that are listening. And if you're listening on podcast and all that, if you need any help or you can't grasp what we're saying, well, for whatever reason, post to the DV page and we'll get you pushed over to Jim's page or, you know, go to his page directly. But there will be a follow-up on this. Definitely want to follow up. I will be getting your contact info, Jim, so that I can make a phone call on your behalf tomorrow morning to see if I can't get this on the next level. Like, we're in the basement as far as media reach, and then the next one I know is a little bigger, and then maybe that's how this works and snowball this.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on my friend that my friend that has media contacts and does a great deal for the veteran community. He works for the Outward Bound Veterans Organization. He's been snapping at my heels to get this story out, and I've been tugging on his leash because I want to get these names. You know, I want to when we do it, I want to be able to say, look, I got 100 guys here, 100 veterans, soldiers.
It shouldn't be hard with the FOIA. They can find out how many people. It's thousands of people. This is affecting because, you know, it's not just a few people that got their claims. This isn't just, it sounds like they've changed the rules and they're reneging on stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to make clear that, you know, when you contact Jim or when you come over to the forum on DV Barracks and tell your story, is we don't have the solution yet, but we're working on it. And that's why we need your help. We need to know, you know, numbers. We need to hear some stories so that we have something to present to the next level to get this ball rolling and try and keep this from happening to more people.
Yeah, exactly. And try and put a stop to it and try and maybe even change the rules. Personally, going back to not wanting anything I haven't earned, but it's kind of a kick in my teeth to be told that so I'm getting disability money from the VA. I have to live on that only, and the 17 years of service in the military doesn't count for anything.
Well, I got to tell you, no, you're absolutely right. But from what knowledgeable people have told me, that this rule is in effect going to change in the next year or two. That was originally what they were doing, and now it seems like they're going and nobody's grandfathered in. I know just from the claim process that everything's based on law. This isn't a claim. This is the military. So they're just, that's just another, you know, that's the military, and they're not, they do whatever they want to do, I guess. So.
Yeah. DFAS has been, had issues, since their inception. They were, created in 1991, and to bring all the services together under one pay roof, and it's been a goat rope since. I mean, they're literally using like 1,600 different software platforms to make these payments.
I'm going to have Bo go over to Twitter. We have a new regime in office right now that seems, you know, I'm not knocking Obama or nothing, but there's a, you know, more pro-military maybe. Maybe go up there and post something, Bo, on Donald Trump's thing and go, hey, you know, I'm sure you heard about the bonus thing. Well, take a look at this.
Right, I don't know. Yeah.
All right. So, well, Jim, is there anything we missed? I mean, it seems like we covered all the bases. I don't want to beat this horse down.
I think we covered most of it. I do want to be clear. I'm not an expert on this. I'm kind of feeling my way through it, this muddy mess, along with everyone else. So,
I got to thank you for taking the time to come on. You know more than what we are. What you've brought us to another level. And, you know, and now that it's getting out there, this is a start. This will, you know, there's a few thousand people going to hear this. And I'm sure we always do. We hear about it. And we'll be in touch with you and let you know. And maybe have you on in the future so we can get updates.
Sure. I want to thank you guys for giving me this opportunity to talk about it. This is a huge help. It's really hard to, I'm older, so I'm internet retarded. It's hard to.
Hey, another one.
It's hard for me to find people on the internet. You know, I did some searches and stuff, but this helps get the word out, and that's what I'm interested in.
Well, I got a little news. This might cheer you up, but you don't know DV Brandy, do you? One of our females. She's pretty hot, but she's not internet retarded. She's pretty savvy, but she was at a 5-year-old's birthday party today, and she was telling us whoever decided that a bouncy castle and those inflatable boxing gloves are suitable entertainment is an idiot. She said every kid was crying, even the girls who didn't want to fight. But she said on the upside, it was a good workout for her, and she's still undefeated.
I don't know. It sounds like that'd be great for infantry training.
I just snorted. All right. Jim, our recoil, anybody?
Well, thank you again for the time.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Jim,
they already went on break.
Yeah, I was the idiot that was muted even when I warned Jim about being muted when he's trying to talk. But Jim and I talked about this quite a bit earlier, and I just want to thank you, brother, because, you know, Jim's the kind of guy that looked at this and said, you know, fuck, I'm going to find a way to get through this for myself. But he's pissed off that his brothers and sisters are going through this, and he's standing up and he's trying to do something about it. And I can't thank you enough for that, man.
Hey, no problem. I just, dealing with government for 5 years, I've had enough, and something needs to change. And this is a huge issue. This is a life-changing issue. I mean, my life is basically on hold. I had all these plans for this year. I wasn't even supposed to be in Michigan this year, but now everything is on hold while I deal with this garbage. And it's a life-changing experience, and it can be it can make or break you, which is completely...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. String of expletives.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Thanks a lot for coming on. We'll be in touch with you.
All right. Thank you. I linked my information there in the chat.
We're gonna take care of all that.
Yes, you guys just heard Jim Clarkson and Recoil talking about the DFAS debacle, about the whole veterans getting their money taken back after they were told they could get it. Thank you for that. We hope to hear back from you soon. And anybody that needs to, go reach out to them on the links that are in the description and the podcast below. You listen to Barracks Talk on DB Radio at dbradio.net or by searching DB Radio on the TuneIn app. DB Radio.